And welcome in to our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And welcome in, Dr. Beth. How are you this morning?
I am fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. As we have a topic for you today, as we're focusing on change, which we all go through in different forms, different ways, and we're going to kind of talk about it today.
Absolutely, because you know, what I've noticed is I no sooner get something figured out, find out the new style, read the right book, and then it's not right anymore. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to have a middle school or high schooler show me how to use my newest edition of my iPhone.
And meanwhile, they're two versions ahead of you or something.
Oh my gosh. And they're feeling really sorry for me. They take pity on. They go, oh, here, yeah. Here you go. This is how you do it. So what I know is that we're all going through it all the time. And sometimes research will tell us that, okay, the parenting thing that you always thought was so effective, not so good anymore. Or that way of cooking, not so good anymore. So there's always new things coming along. Relationships change. You know, sometimes they end, sometimes they start. And change is hard. It's really hard. And it's because our brains are designed for efficiency and survival. They don't want us to change.
Yeah. Sometimes change is good, but it can be difficult to just go through it all.
Well, and actually, if you don't change, you're really kind of like, you're kind of dying an emotional death in terms of things are changing. And if you don't notice it, it's going to be really hard on you. So it is good, but it's so hard because those neural pathways, those behaviors and thoughts, once they start going in our brain, they just want to keep going until there's a reason to change. I think one time I did a little article that said, I don't go on a diet till my pants are too tight. Until I'm uncomfortable, why would I change?
Right.
And that's what it happens here. And those patterns, they become automatic, habitual, and really hard to change.
All right, so change is hard. How do we make it a little easier?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is become aware. Now, this is a silly example, but you know, when my parents were still alive, whenever I went to visit them, I immediately walked to the kitchen cupboard and opened the door, just like I'd done in grade school. And all of a sudden, I thought, why am I doing this? I don't even want anything here. I'm not even hungry. So becoming aware is the first thing that goes on. And what's not only around us, but inside of us. Sometimes we do something and we suddenly feel, oh my gosh, that felt weird or that felt awkward. Mm. Paying attention to those things really help. Then, you know, kind of referring back to something we talked about another time, we become very mindful. We start paying attention to what we do, where we do it, and if it's working for us the way it used to. So that's called mindfulness. And then, of course, we can do meditation. We can take 15, 20 minutes a day, separate or together, and say to ourselves, okay, let's just focus on this thought without me trying to figure out a way to make it work for me. Let's see what else comes into mind. And we can always, I'll move to prayer as well, where we consider the situation from the perspective of the common good, based on long-term values that have lasted and have been effective for a long time, recognizing that our role might change. Mm. Sometimes it's us that has to change, not the other people.
Yeah, and there's different kind of benchmarks throughout the year, two different events in life that signify and mark some change.
Exactly. You know, and I think that's, we do that culturally. We celebrate birthdays, we have graduations, weddings, retirement, funerals, because they publicly state things are different. You know, when you celebrate that five-year-old's birthday, there's a difference between what a four-year-old does and a five-year-old does. You're getting to be a big kid. You know, when you hit 21, there's different expectations. 65, different expectations. Or in a wedding, after you're married, you behave differently, and you're announcing it to everybody.
All right, so the response to the change, what are we talking about there?
Well, we definitely should start thinking about what do we need to let go. If you just got married, that little black book or those contacts, get rid of them. Give away things we've outgrown, clothes or mannerisms, attitudes, thought patterns, behaviors, requiring other people to take care of us, cleaning out our closet. And then we consciously need to develop new skills, reach out to mentors, read new books, get new information so that we can actually make those changes.
Yeah, and we talk about how we want to make change easier, but sometimes the thing that you are changing is just downright difficult to navigate through, whether it's some as you are talking about here, like when your last child goes to school, there's some big emotional weight there and all kinds of other examples at work.
Right. People want to like run after them and say, I know they need me. They need me. So like when your kid goes to school or that summer between high school and college or that first year of marriage, everything is different. And the most important thing is to know it's going to be different. So pay attention. You know, when you get a new job, you got to learn new skills. Pay attention. So many people will try to prevent the change. I'll just put on these jeans again, or I'll do the same thing that I've always done. If it's predictable and comfortable, that's where we go to. But be prepared to make mistakes. Mm. And just say it was a mistake to yourself and move on or adjust. Talk to people. Let them know how you're feeling and what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, I'm including it from Scripture. There's Corinthians 13:11-12. When I was a child, I thought like a child. And now that I'm an adult, I think like an adult. And I put that in there not only because it's scriptural, because that writing is thousands of years old. Mm. That tells me it's been around for a long time. We can expect the challenges.
All right. Following that advice has not changed, and it's a good thing to stick with it. That's all the time we have left on today's show. You can find out more, including some additional resources on this topic and more online at safeharboril.com. Make sure you join us next week at the same time for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.